which I think brings us to, I know I'm missing something. Yeah, for some reason I can't find nine. Oh, there it is. It's at the bottom. All right, that brings us to item nine, which is reports. 9A, trustee reports. Are there any trustee reports? Not hearing any or seeing any hands up. Let's go to 9B, staff reports. Christina.
Just have Tim.
Two quick items here. One is a report out on private equity and real estate commitments we've made. You've got a memo in the packet. This is four commitments we've made over the past couple of months here. I made a commitment to Trident 10. This is a private equity fund that focuses on financial services. We've made previous commitments to funds 8 and 9, so this is a continuation of that. Funds 8 and 9 are performing well. We think highly of the group. We increased our commitment to Fund 10. Sculptor Real Estate Fund 5, this is a new relationship for Contra Costa. This fund focuses overwhelmingly on alternative real estate sectors, so that basically means beyond the four food groups of office, multifamily, retail, and industrial, so into some of the more interesting realms of real estate. And we think that's been an area of focus for us lately. It's an area that's been performing well, and Sculptor is set up to play that very well for us. We committed $75 million to that fund. We did also commit to two real estate debt funds that I alluded to earlier, both Barings Real Estate Income Fund. This is an open-ended real estate debt fund that's going to be a drawdown vehicle, so we committed $75 million to the fund. As they are able to originate new loans, they'll call that. And then we also committed to Real Estate Credit Opportunity Fund. This one buys distressed or distressed-priced commercial mortgage-backed securities, so they were able to deploy the money more quickly. This is that initial allocation that we approved earlier in the investment resolution.
All right, thank you. Any questions of Tim on the report out?
So that was item two. I'll just comment on the market conditions relatively briefly. I mean, the caveat is we are long-term investors. We are diversified investors.
That's what
we
I've been telling everyone that. He's been saying, what's happened to my pension?
You know, and this is one of those areas where we tend to have less in the U.S. Equity market than a lot of our peers. So I think we've held up better than a lot of our peers. But this does kind of harken back to this is why you diversify. So year to date, the U.S. equity markets are down about 8%. EAFE, which is Europe and Far East developed markets, is up 5%. Emerging markets are about flat. We haven't seen any marks kind of filter into real estate or private equity or private credit yet. But certainly having a more diversified platform has cushioned the impact of the past couple of weeks for us. It has been challenging to navigate this environment. I think you know we saw the equity markets start to come down in anticipation of the tariff announcements. And then obviously really have an extreme reaction once April 2nd rolled around. I will say that we were getting ready for rebalancing trades, and then the market rocketed up at 11% the day that we were ready to rebalance. So, you know, it has been a rocky road. I kind of harken back to, you know, if you go back to the days of Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke, that they were these absolutely no drama, let the market know exactly what's going to happen and the market will settle down. And this is the antithesis of that. This is we don't know what the policy is going to be. Therefore, drawing any conclusions about policy implications is kind of impossible. You know, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but this is where diversification and resiliency really pays off. So we have a very robust dialogue with both our asset managers and a lot of the Wall Street banks about what they're thinking. You know, I think the estimates range from no Fed cuts this year to 5 Fed cuts this year. So, you know, even the forecasts are kind of all across the board there. But certainly, I think we can say what we know for certain is uncertainty is not well received by the market. Tariffs are taxes. They are, by their nature, going to be somewhat inflationary, and the Federal Reserve is talking about, or market participants are talking about the Federal Reserve cutting, not raising rates. So we could have a rate-cutting environment coupled against an inflationary environment with policy uncertainty. That leads to a massive widening of the possible range of outcomes. So and very difficult to plan for. The plan that we execute is we have a strategic asset allocation. We will rebalance to strategic asset allocation as markets move around on us. And until there's clarity on the direction of policy from the U.S. government, I think our diversified approach is what to stick with there. But yeah, that would be my comment. So yeah, to answer your question directly, we lost money and we gained about half of it back. So yeah. So we're down a few percentage points thus far. Yeah.
And again, all bets are off, and I think we'll be for the next 4 years. That's just sort of the reality we're in.
And it is interesting. There are several European markets that are up 15 and 20% year to date. We're not used to seeing that. There's been, a tremendous amount of reorienting on the continent of how they're going to be spending their money and the fact they're going to be doing deficit spending for national defense, which has been a boom to their stock market, at the same time that we're having these headwinds impacting our stock market. So, there certainly is going to create a lot of opportunities, and it's not the direct impacts that we're looking at, it's the second and third order impacts that are going to be filtering into our portfolio, so this will be a moving target, but we will have plenty to talk about for probably several years to come here. I think the one thing that we might be able to take a look at is if the Fed is going into a rate cutting environment, the thesis of rates being higher for longer and that really offering an uplift to fixed income probably needs to have another look at that. So rate expectations are coming down, but the credit spreads are widening, so right now it's kind of balancing out, but that'll be an area we continue to take a look at.
All right, any other questions for Tim? I'm sure that if you watch late night cable TV, you'll start seeing the gold commercials on now, right? The Franklin Vault or whatever, the coins and gold.
Well, I will say our one global equity manager who holds gold is doing extremely well right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. All right. Thank you, Tim. Any other reports?